You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Take a peek behind the curtain. It's Your Gig Is Showing.
It is Your Gig Is Showing. We're going to Bethel's Beach and to Tahanga. And hopefully on our Zoom call, we have Finn. Morena, Finn.
Atamariye.
How you doing?
Really good, thanks. Yourself?
Oh, well, and I'm so pleased that we've managed to connect with you.
Yeah, no, me too.
So how is it at the beach today?
It's a beautiful day. It's nice and crisp, really blue sky, and yeah, pretty lovely to be honest.
It's super good for this gig that's coming up this afternoon.
Yeah, it's going to be really nice. It's also nice that it's gotten a little bit cooler because during the middle of the days it's getting quite warm. So for this afternoon gig, it's going to be perfect.
Great. So tell me about, I've not been out to the cafe there, the Bethel's Beach cafe. Is it like is it a sit down cafe or does it sit on the edge of the beach or what?
Yeah, so when you're over the beach, there's a car park, which is in this sort of grove of potukawa trees.
Yes.
And my friend Aaron, who runs the cafe, it's like on a trailer. And there's a little caravan, and then there's another food truck. And there's a whole bunch of little small slabs of wood around underneath the potukawas with a nice kind of big sand area in the middle. And, yeah, that's where we set up the stage. So it's seated, but there's room for dancing as well. And, yeah, it's actually a pretty nice little spot.
Oh, great. So seated. So you've got chairs in there.
Yeah, more like kind of wooden bench seats under the trees.
Oh, fantastic.
That kind of vibe, yeah.
So nice. And I've themed this morning's show to go with your theme, which is all about Aotearoa and the wonderful world we live in. Nature, the sky, the earth, the sea. And that's what people are going to get if they come out this afternoon, yeah?
Yeah, all of us who are putting the gig on, we're avid lovers of the bush, the mountains, ocean. So a lot of our music is about that, so yeah, you can expect a lot of that today.
Right, so 3 o'clock, right, it goes through till 7, so as the sun goes down, so you've got 4 hours, and let's start with some of the bands that are going to be in the lineup. We'll start with From Dust to Mountains, and I've got some tracks to play too, so people can get a feel for if they haven't heard From Dust to Mountains, how it's going to be. So tell me about From Dust to Mountains.
So From Dust to Mountains is led by Connor, and it's... The concept is to try capture the sort of unbearable just beauty when you're just out there in the mountains or wherever the special place is. So it's kind of with an APC, so playing the sort of electronic tracks live. And then joining Connor is a bunch, like a rotating cast of different live musicians who are improvising. So for today we've got... piano or keyboard player. We've got Aaron, the cafe owner, on saxophone. Carla will be joining on vocals, maybe violin, and then I'll be joining on tangapuoro. So every time it changes, and it's kind of sort of a bit like, I guess, influenced by jazz of different instruments coming in and coming out. And each time it's a different show, which is amazing.
What do you do for the sound system, Finn? How do you get that happening?
So for this one, we've brought my small sound system down, the Pecker. It's, a small little rig, but plenty loud enough to be able to, go down to like 30 hertz and have some nice, decent sub bass.
Sounds technical, but good. So it's really, it's designed to just really, enjoy the surroundings as well as the music. That's what strikes me from this particular gig.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, quite often if there's a really a bigger gig on, which is running throughout the day, I'll go see some music, walk down to the beach, have a swim, then come back. Or like today's gig in the afternoon, it finishes around 7. The sun sets at 7:40-ish. And so after we finish, I'll just be wandering out to the beach and watching the sunset.
Glorious. Absolutely glorious. All right. So I'm going to play From Dust to Mountains, Makahui Live. And I guess that'll be played this afternoon.
Yep.
Yeah.
Will be.
Yeah. All right. So just to get into the zone, for us who may not be able to make it to Bethel's Beach, go west. That's where we're going. We're going through Scenic Drive and then heading off Karikari Pihau Way, aren't we? But it's between those two places.
It's actually further north.
Is
so
it?
So Pihang is a bit further south. So you'll more be probably going through maybe Massey or Henderson towards Swanson, and then up and over the hill of Scenic Drive, and then into the Waitakere Valley out to the beach.
Oh, glorious. All right, let's listen to From Dust to Mountains and just get into the zone. 95BFM, From Dust to Mountains, and Makahui Live. And playing that this morning for Your Gig Is Showing, which is a gig that's happening this afternoon at Bethel's Beach Cafe, and Dust to Mountains play at 4:45 this afternoon. The whole thing's finished by 7, sun hats, sunblock, mandatory. And on the line from Bethel's Beach, we have Finn Bellingham telling us a bit more about the gig. That's beautiful. That's going to be so nice amongst the Pahutukawa, Finn.
I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah. You mentioned tangapuro before, so can you just tell us what some of the instruments are that you're using this afternoon?
Yeah, tangapuro, that's like the kind of family of traditional Māori instruments. That's what I'll be playing today when I play as Te Manu, but also I'll be joining From Dust to Mountains as well. Honestly, there's a lot of them. I've got a big case full of them, but some of them, it's like the putapara, which is like a conch shell trumpet, the putorino, which is a bugle flute, bit of an ugly English name.
Bugle flute. Right.
Yeah, I think putapara, that's all you need to say. So it's got different voicings that you can kind of cross blow, or you can play like a trumpet, a collection of different clay flutes, some bone flutes, porotiti and purirehua, so like spinning discs, and bull roarer. There's a whole bunch. Yeah.
Are they hard to get hold of?
I think maybe getting hold of them is maybe not the right phrasing, but
what is the right phrasing?
I guess like forming a relationship with like tangapuro makers.
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah.
Yeah, because each of these instruments are unique, and they're not just like a model on a shelf that you buy at the rock shop. Like each one is different, and so different pūoro makers specialize in different things, and so find a pūoro maker you like, form a relationship with them, and then talk to them about what you're interested in, and they probably can make it.
Well, great. Yeah, I just meant for somebody who was interested in using those musical instruments, where, that they would first have to be in the know a little bit, wouldn't they?
I think Instagram's actually a great place to find makers. I've found a bunch of people through that, and just online and seeing their work and then reaching out and, then forming those like face-to-face relationships. But another really good resource is Echoes from Hawaiki by Jennifer Catamol, who's a ethnomusicologist from Otipoti, Dunedin.
Yes.
If you want a really great in-depth understanding of pūoro, that's probably a really good place to start.
A good starting place. Fantastic.
Yeah.
So Colour is another act that's playing this afternoon, and I'll play a track from Colour in a moment. But for people who are thinking, actually, we'll go out to the beach today, love to be sitting under that pūtakawa and on the bench seats and listening to those artists. How do they get tickets?
Yeah, so it's not a ticketed event. So at the cafe, it runs on koha. So so when you come along and you listen to music, the artists and people playing are giving, are gifting music. And so it's kind of expected that people will gift in return. It runs on a koha basis, where there's no fence or entry or whatever. I mean, when you get to the beach, you'll see it's surrounded by sand dunes and regenerating Pōtukawa forest. So it's there's many entries and exits around.
Is the car park quite big? It's okay to find, easy to get there?
The car park's not that big, and you go past it on the way to the beach, so you'll definitely find it.
Music.
Yeah, you'll probably hear the music.
Nice, yeah. Okay. So Colour, looking online at this gig, it says, Colour is a force of nature wielding unique musical skill as a spiritual spellcaster. Sounds good.
Yeah. Colour is one of the most amazing singers I've ever encountered. It's got an amazing voice. Really operatic, cinematic. I feel like she starts playing and you sort of forget about everything else and just focus on her. And then once it's over, you're sort of a bit bewildered. But Honestly, yeah, really great musician.
Oh dear. Okay, so let's play Here Now This from Colour, playing this afternoon. What time's Colour on?
On at 3:30.
3:30. Okay.
Thank you.
I'm in the zone already. It's Colour and Here Now This. And we're talking about your for your gig is showing, about a gig that's on this afternoon out at Bethel's Beach. I'm speaking with Finn Bellingham, who's just done a rehearsal, I believe. How did the rehearsal go, Finn?
Oh, really good, really good. It's actually a really nice way just to start the morning, just wake up and play music.
Yeah, true. I bet the beach is looking so nice today.
Yeah, really crispy. Yeah, just super blue sky. Yeah, really nice.
How's the surf?
I haven't actually checked it today. It's been a bit big the last week or so, but yeah, I can't accurately report back on that one, sorry.
That's all right. We can imagine it. Okay, so you are also playing as Tamanu, and you're teaming up with Niall, and it's a combined gig. And so what are you doing in your set?
Yeah, so in my set, playing kind of like a hybrid DJ live kind of set. So I'll be DJing about half the music is music I've produced, and then the other half is music which I really like. and then over the top of that, I'll be playing live Tāngā Pūoro, and then also be joined by Niall. So I've been collaborating a bit with Niall recently. We've got some music coming up this year which will be released. Niall also plays a bit of Tāngā Pūoro as well. So yeah, so it's me playing Pūoro live, Niall joining on vocals and a bit of Pūoro.
But we're going to play a track of yours to finish, but just the final details, if people are thinking, oh, actually, I'm going to go out this afternoon and enjoy that. They can bring food and drink with them, but of course, there is something to eat at the cafe.
Yeah, there's really nice food at the cafe. After this, I'm going to go down there for some breakfast before we set up. There's, really yummy food. There's some nice pastries from Maison Delise. There's like vegan pastries.
Yeah.
So naughty, but so good.
What are you going to have for breakfast?
Probably a coffee and a croissant.
Yeah. Okay, all right. And what else do we need to know? Kids are welcome. Tamariki, come along.
Yeah, absolutely. Like having kids here is so important. It's a really great way to if you want to bring your kids to a gig and expose them to music, like this is the perfect place. And hopefully, more places follow suit because we need more kids at gigs.
Thanks.
Please bring them to you.
Thank you so much, Finn, for joining us this morning and talking us through this gig. And have a lovely afternoon and enjoy your breakfast.
Oh, thank you. Hope you have a lovely day too.
Yeah. And so the track that we're playing from you, what is it would you like me to play? I've got one lined up, which is Ho Auru.
Yeah, Ho Auru. Yeah, so it's a track off a release I did with Wekatek. And if you like Wekatek, Brendan, who's his other alias Shankar, is playing an Earthbeat next weekend. So we've been collaborating about a bunch of stuff, but yeah, Ho Auru, I reckon play that one, and if you come to the gig, we'll play it as well.
Enjoy your coffee and croissant.
Thank you. See ya.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.